Welcome to She Grows.
We're here to walk through topics that we all deal with in everyday life.
I'm Danielle Doss.
And I'm Jen Matthews.
And we are here to arm you with the hope and peace that comes straight from the gospel.
We're going to leave out the fluff and chase down the truth.
So whether you're driving, doing laundry, working out, we hope you find truth and encouragement.
Let's grow together.
Oh, the shield of faith.
You know, my favorite part of this is where, because it says, take it up with which you can extinguish all of the flaming darts of the evil one. It doesn't say so you can avoid them. It doesn't say to bounce off. It doesn't say no avoidance there.
It's not even an if, but a when.
Yeah.
Like when
flaming darts are coming at you.
And let's talk about that. They're flaming.
They're flaming.
They gonna burn.
Yeah.
That hurts.
But the shield is there to extinguish.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like my version better than your
version. Yeah, I did too. Actually, as I was reading it, I was like, because I had read different scriptures, I meant to say, let me read from yours because I like how it words that.
I mean, that's insane. With which, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming darts of the evil one. Not that one that comes here or there, not that one hard time you're going to go through, but all of the flaming darts. And it says in every situation.
Well, you kind of touched upon it earlier when you said when maybe something of discouragement comes and settles in. What do you think that is? It's a flaming freaking dart that's coming at you. It's the things that burn, that don't settle well.
Yes.
And you know it's not the voice of your father.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So, like, let's say when the enemy comes in and says, but who are you? Like, who are you to even speak? Or who do you think you are to even go and give this word of encouragement to? Or whatever. How the enemy could come in and say, well, God just doesn't see you, or he's left you alone. And we know that that's not true.
Yeah.
But those things burn. And if you don't have that shield of faith to put up that block, and that what I love is the imagery, it is a head-to-toe covering.
Yeah.
This is not like we're just going to cover our kneecaps. Oh, they used to stand
side by side and make walls with them.
That's exactly right. They would be able to go and push back the enemy.
Do we need to talk about this side by side to build a wall?
Yeah.
Because you're not doing this alone? Okay, side note.
Yes.
But that's where all of this works together. Because knowing your scripture, knowing the truth, having that pull it all together and protect your core helps you to have these flaming darts come and you go, no. Every single day I'm supposed to Romans transform my mind like Christ. I know that he's given me power, love, and a sound mind. Like, I know I can wipe my thoughts. Like, it's not that none of us are going to. I have intrusive thoughts every single day.
Yeah.
We all will. But it's the amount of, who is letting those thoughts dwell in your mind and you're thinking of next step, next step, next step? And who goes, oh, heck to the no.
Yeah.
I'm going to handle this right now. God, refresh my mind. I want to think thoughts of you and I want to think about your word. I want to think you've given me power over this already. So, boom, we're done.
Yeah.
That's the difference
in
fighting the war or letting those flaming darts harm you.
It's just like you said. Everyone has those thoughts that will go through because that's, we are in a fallen world.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we are going to battle all the time.
Yeah.
But you know, a shield does no good if you don't pick it up.
100%.
So you're going to have to pick up the shield to be able to use that as your protection.
Yeah.
Because those thoughts will come. But if as soon as you recognize it, nope, that is not my father's voice, then you're able to go ahead. I was doing some research on, go figure, the shield. And it was basically like this huge piece of wood that was soaked in animal skin to be able to extinguish the fiery darts that were coming out.
Oh, wow.
And so if you have this imagery from head to toe covering you to be able to put that out, that's the exact vision that you need to be going. Whenever something comes against you, like, you just recognize for what it is. Sometimes it takes a little bit further and you might not fully understand that that's what it is, but then it's like, oh no. And it puts you in a better headspace, honestly.
Yeah.
When you can recognize it.
Well, and the shield is what? It's the shield of faith.
Yeah.
And faith is just trusting and knowing that your father's voice is true, that the truth you know is true.
Yeah.
And it's speaking those verses in faith. Knowing that God is going to change your mindset, knowing that he can change your outlook, that he can change your perspective, and is being able what's that scripture? Is it faith is what? Faith is all. I don't know.
The evidence of things hoped for.
I'm like, I'll look it up while we continue talking. Yeah. But like, it's the things that you just, it's the unseen part of following Jesus.
Yeah.
It's believing that what he says is true because he is who he is. Mm-hmm. And when we hold that shield, let's just get really way too deep with this. Those shields were daggum heavy. They were huge.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like easy to pick up a shield. Absolutely. Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So it's going to take work to filter your life through faith as your protection. Because you got to have what? Faith.
Yeah.
But it's going to shield you.
And dang, I just think about that when you have the army beside you.
Yes.
That are coming in with their faith that is in protection and helping build up. And like you said, when you have this wall of protection, the beauty of what that represents and how that grows your faith. Yep. So where it would start out to be, oh, this is going to cover this one area. No, you've got your brothers and your sisters coming in beside you to help grow and protect. And gosh, what a beautiful, like Paul knows, like it's, that's what's so cool to me, how it's so Holy Spirit designed to be able to cover every single aspect. I mean, we're talking to, we're learning from a man who is sitting in prison and is not a stranger to the prison and not a stranger to any guards that are taking, taking him and putting him in captivity.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go.
Oh, my Bible's reading to me. I was like, what is happening? How is somebody in our system? My bad. I've got to read this verse because I cannot ever leave something hanging as though we just made up stuff. I can't. You might not have thought another thing about it.
It's a substance of things not seen. Yes.
Yeah. It's Hebrews 11:1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It's the evidence of things we cannot see.
Yeah.
Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. Mm. And by faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command and that what we now see did not come from anything that could be seen.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, I couldn't leave it hanging. I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
Hebrews 11. And it's just, it's the evidence of things hoped for. Mm-hmm. It's the evidence of things unseen. And that's what we're picking up. Like, yeah. So it does take work.
I like that you pointed out that it is heavy because sometimes it's going to feel so much heavier. Mm-hmm. But that is why you have others come around and help protect you.
Yeah. 100%.
God, that's so good. 100%. That was probably my very favorite. Just like, I think we all benefit when we know the value of having the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness of something that we could never put on. But that faith is for us to hold.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And that one is the cool. I guess if I was going to have to pick a favorite now that you're saying it.
Yeah.
I love the community aspect of the shield.
I didn't
of faith.
Even think of that until you said. And now I'm like, oh,
I'm picturing gladiators and stuff like the movies, like when they all go, 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 and they build these. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's great for you, but it's impenetrable for the community. And
that's
like,
right.
Now I just need to run around the room. I'm kidding.
Stand your ground.
Oh, man.
Oh, put on the salvation that is your helmet.
The helmet of salvation.
Yes.
I love this. I don't know where I wrote this quote down from because I did not credit it to somebody, but I will admit I didn't make it up myself. Maybe I should have just took it. Anyways. But they said this, whoever you are, and I thought it was so good that having salvation protects us from the wrath of God, but wearing salvation protects us from the attacks of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, that's huge. Because when we accept Jesus, when we ask for forgiveness, when we start following him, we've got salvation, and that protects us from punishment from God. But when we put on the helmet of salvation, it's part of our armor. It's part of our protection from the devil. And I just love that because I think about what's a helmet's protecting your head, but your mind.
Yeah, that's it.
And when you filter everything that goes into your mind through the lens of salvation through Christ.
You know, I think about the enemy knows scripture.
Yeah.
He can certainly go against and put all the fiery darts that there are.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing he can never put on is the helmet of salvation.
Yeah, never.
That is our best protection. And again, it's the salvation that we only get because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. But he's never going to have that.
Never.
And so when we, yes, it's like, it's if you're in an accident, something happens, you're not wearing a helmet, it can be fatal, right?
Yeah.
But because of Jesus, he protects not only our heads, but our entire beings and the spiritual death because of the salvation.
Yeah.
And again, that's something that the enemy will never have.
Will never have. And it's just living, constantly aware of our salvation.
Yeah. Yeah, I did think about that because it says to put on your helmet of salvation. I thought, okay, like daily, are you, you know, just setting it on? Because it's not like we're
resaved.
You know what I mean? But it is this mindset that you are, it is more of an eternity focus. You are more kingdom minded as opposed to where we're just going and not living with any intentionality.
Yeah. Well, and when you are aware of your salvation, and then you're aware that this comes through no name other than Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, why would I let anything else entering my mind mm-hmm. that conflicts with Jesus take root in my mind?
Yeah.
Back to all the things that we've just been talking about, mm-hmm. like seeds of thoughts, of discouragement, of unworthiness, of all these things. When they take root in your mind, you're not being constantly aware of your salvation. Sure. You're allowing the devil to get these little footholds and knock off little pieces of your purpose, lock off little pieces of the person that God built you into.
Right.
I've walked that. Like, I know what it feels like to have pieces of you just torn out. Mm-hmm. And you are not solid ground at all.
Sure.
But when you're filtering what you allow to take root in your mind by what Jesus says, because he is the only way for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the strength that comes from that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many books. It's probably an endless list of books about the battlefield of your mind and how many. Yeah. That's where the war is waged. But that really is where the war is waged because our heart can be after Jesus 100%.
Yep.
And our thoughts can take us down in an instant.
Well, and I'm thinking if you're new to following after Jesus, there's a whole lot of renewing of your mind that takes place. And it is that reminder that you do have this helmet of salvation. And that's where you start. Now, you don't want to be going to war with just a helmet of salvation.
No.
That ain't going to do you much, but to be aware of, no, like you're still learning and the Lord's going to grow you in that and show you, because it is this dying to self, but it's also like, no, we are gaining heaven access.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, that's so encouraging to think about if you're new to this.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Our offense. Yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
All the things that we've talked about are help us with a defense to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
But we get to have a dang weapon.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's the sword of the Spirit.
Yep.
The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I don't know what else we can say about this.
Yeah.
I mean, we have beat it like a dead horse. You have got to know your word.
Yeah, that's right. And again, if you're new to following Jesus, it is not just a mere book.
It is not. Oh.
The scripture is spirit-filled, it's living, it's active, mm-hmm. it's double-edged. It will speak today something different than it spoke 2 days ago mm-hmm. because it is alive. And you kind of touched on it earlier, and I was like, wait till we get there. But just like any sword that can be used, you can also mishandle a sword and you could do a lot of damage to either the person beside you or to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just like how the word of God is, like, you've got to, it's not just what we want it to be.
Yeah.
You have to know and use it appropriately.
Yeah. Well, it's all of the things working together. It's working with truth through the filter of salvation. And, you know, it really is. There's a dang good reason it says put on the whole armor of God. And
were you still going in that thought?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was just thinking, you know, if you're in your word every single day, that is going to prepare you for the day ahead. That's how it works. That's how he's wanting to go ahead and prepare you.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen throughout the day, or maybe in a conversation that you're having, And that is why you would have the scripture already in you and ready to go, because it is a weapon. And I'm not saying you're going against and you're attacking, but remember who you are fighting against.
Yeah.
And to be able to have that scripture at the ready.
Yeah. And one thing, we were touching on this scripture a second ago, but I wanted to look it up for specificity sake. But one thing I love too about, I guess it speaks to the heart of not mishandling your weapon. It speaks to the heart of knowing what's in your hand, mm-hmm. knowing, but just in Hebrews 4, where it talks about the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Mm-hmm. And I love that part of it, because to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart, like, you're using this as a weapon, right? And I think that speaks very clearly to the fact that we are not attacking people with this word.
Oh, that's so good.
Because the scripture clearly says I've already said this, but our speech to be gracious and seasoned with salt. When things are seasoned with salt, why? It's to make it taste better. It's to make it be like fulfilling, attractive. It's something you want. That's the point.
Yeah.
A Facebook rant is not that.
The word was never meant to bring any sort of division between his bride.
Yeah.
And so, and when I say the bride, I mean the church.
Yeah.
And the community of believers. Mm-hmm. It is, when we're in weapon form, we're going against the enemy.
Yeah.
And we're speaking truths, and it's for our benefit.
Yeah.
This is for our benefit, but it was never meant to go in and be a weapon against our brother or sister.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll just leave that there for now.
Well, there's a kind of like a little caveat to the armor of God. Mm-hmm. And we talked yesterday, I was like, we can't not mention it.
Oh, no.
Because it really does. Where so much of this is for us, this next part is for others.
Yeah.
And I love that he calls us to remember others.
Yeah.
And it's talking about how we're just going to continue to pray in the spirit at all times. On every occasion, staying alert and praying for all believers everywhere.
Yep. Well, and I like that too, how he says, and pray for me that words will be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim. Because I think that touches on that don't shrink back portion of this. Mm-hmm. Is like pretending that the war is not there doesn't make it not there. Mm-hmm. So help us to be bold. Pray for the saints around you. Pray for the believers around you. And pray for boldness that when it comes out of your mouth, you can speak the gospel.
Yeah.
And as you ought to. As you ought to. And but that all comes through prayer.
Yeah. And it does. It mentions, and we've talked about this before, the gift of praying in tongues. And when I see praying in spirit, it does. I was actually challenged a few weeks ago to spend longer time and while praying in the spirit. And because if you're discerning between something, or if you're trying to figure, like if your flesh is in the way, your flesh is in your way. Like that's your human nature. Feelings are just going to be there. Mm-hmm. But whenever you start to pray in the spirit, then that is something that we're completely out of control on. And I'm not saying like out of control in a weird way, but we're tapping into something that is from the Lord, and that we can take our feelings and our emotions out of.
Yeah.
And that way it does produce a peace. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a challenge to me. I've done it just to see like if it helped in a certain area, and turns out it does.
Imagine that.
But let that be a challenge.
Yeah.
Whenever it says to continue to pray, that's never, and we've talked about that several times, like the importance of prayer.
Yeah.
But I think you can't go through all this and not mention that part.
Oh, truthfully. And in this whole thing, so God gives us the armor. He gives us the weapon. He gives us all the things. And we are given very few actions. Mm-hmm. We're given the action of put it on. Mm-hmm. And we're given the action of pray all times. Mm-hmm. And so I think those are very important things to pay attention to.
Yeah.
That's our part.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening today.
We hope you feel encouraged and stronger in your faith because of these conversations.
We love our community of women and would love to see it grow. Can you do us a favor and share the podcast with one friend today that you know would love it?
And if you're feeling a little extra sparkle today, give us a quick rating and review.
Have a great rest of your day.
And until next time,
keep growing.